Now recording. What is going on, folks? We are coming at you live on a Friday night. We are in the end of season 68, I believe. We're in week 16. We're going to just talk a little bit playoff picture, talk about, you know, the state of the league, the state of the game itself. Kind of see how everyone feels. We got a bunch of people in here. We got Rob, Boone, Nairi, Van, fellas. Van, we'll start with Van. Van, how are we doing tonight, sir?
I'm feeling awesome. Can't wait to talk. I think it's a great night for a podcast. I'm fired up.
Yeah, we haven't had that much activity going on. I, you know, came back and didn't see much. Rob got a couple articles out, busy with the, you know, the usual suspects. Nairi, how you doing, sir?
Doing good. Had a great day. Ate good food.
Good, good. Heck yeah. I'm fresh off an airplane. First thing I did was go to the gym. Haven't got to work out in a bit. You know, Disneyland, we got our steps in, but we did not. And did not get to hit the gym. So that was upsetting. But straight to the gym. So we're good. Rob, how we doing, buddy?
Doing great. It's always fun. Glad to be part of this.
And then, boom, how we doing? Sweating some parlays over there.
Man, listen. The way this shit's been going, bro, you know, I'm just trying to get a win here. Just trying to feel a little win.
Well, let's jump right into it. Well, you know, it's going to be some interesting playoff scenarios. Neon is up to date, finally. We got the Madden app cooperating. Let me tell you, they added All Weeks back, which I don't know how many of you have used the Madden app, but you used to have the All Weeks button where you could just export, and it would export all the weeks. They got rid of it to start those Madden. So to upload a new season, the schedule, I had to go week by week, and it was fucking miserable. The link doesn't say – it was just commissioner problems. They added that back, so my life's a lot easier there. But with that being said, Neon's up to date. Let's start NFC because I'm a little more familiar with the NFC. Tosh and J-Mo battling out for the one seed. You got in the NFC West, me and Boone battling out. We're both 9-6. I own the tiebreaker there, but creeping in the background, we got Tide Pod. Tide Pod is 7-8. If he wins out, he would win the division. Unless, you know, if Boone or I have to get to 10 wins. If Boone or I win one more, he can't win the division. He can get to 9-8, I think. I do play him one more time.
So go ahead and handle that.
Boone has the easiest schedule. I think he's got the Saints and the – who's your other one? Rams?
Oh, I could lose to Sparty easy.
Yeah. Sparty can beat anybody.
Sparty plays right to the end. He don't care.
And Elio wants to beat me just so he can pretend to talk shit again.
Elio doesn't.
The only problem is if he wins in week 18, he loses the number one overall pick.
Yeah, but he's stupid enough to do it. Just
for
to
sure.
Pretend to talk shit.
Yeah, I
did a handstand. He did a handstand at the 1 yard line the end of the game and fumbled it.
Dude, he's like blitzing every player on his defense and then pressing and playing like. It was like playing Boone again, where I was just throwing streaks to DK Metcalf.
You won't see that defense.
I worked my butt off to beat Elo the other day. I know that handstand. Dude, I know that handstand looked like crap, and everybody was giving him crap. And I'm sitting there thinking, I mean, I'm sweating. I'm like, oh my god, I got the ball back. You know, I mean, I was all fired up. You know, but.
Hey, what made that cool though? That was the first time that rollover tackle was a cool one. He picked him up from the handstand and like just dropped him, which was just so funny to watch.
And then Elio was like, "How did that happen?"
Well, dude, so the handstand—if he would have got a half second longer, he like flips into the end zone. It's just like a quick handstand. But he didn't have that time, apparently. And Rob's dude just
not quick enough.
DDT'd him. Yeah, Rob's dude DDT'd him in the fucking end zone, which is wild. But yeah, so you get me, Boone, and Ty Pye battling out. Me and Ty Pye play next week. If I beat him, that eliminates him. And if I win one more, no, me and it depends what happens. If me and Boone both win out, I win the division. I got the head to head and the better division record.
You don't need to do that. You want to see me pick Brackett's team next year?
Do you have to win the division? Is that what happens?
I got to win the division more than he wins his division.
Oh my god!
Busy's tanking for you. You know, his
I'm
division.
Telling you,
what a great bet that is.
Brackett. Boone's not winning this division at all unless I go on vacation. For
you don't have to do what you're doing. You realize that, right? Like
I do. Well, I have to chill. I got to play Tide Pod and Quacks. Quacks right now is the 2 seed in the AFC, so he's been balling. So I could easily lose that one. But yeah, who do we? So Bane, let's start with you. Who's winning the NFC? And is Boone or I or Tide Pod making it? Well, Tide Pod's only hope is making it as the division winner. Are me or Boone going to make it as a wild card if one of us doesn't win the division?
I think I just want to start off by saying it's really nice to see that we can invite new playoff people like Boone into the dance and have very good. You know, it's nice to see him here, and we want to make sure that we want to make sure he has a good experience.
So you're talking to a Super Bowl champ over there.
I know, and he beat me to go to the Super Bowl. So I can't.
It was like 40 seasons ago though, and Boone once told me it doesn't matter because most of the users don't remember it. So you gotta get a fresh one. So
I
remember.
You see, I don't bring it up a whole lot anymore. Fucking four matches ago.
VVD
during COVID. Like, are you kidding me? Right before COVID, I think.
Yeah.
Well, who do you got, man? You got me or Boone?
One more thing. One of the big games coming up is Pride versus Brap, who's smelling around the 7 seed, right?
Yep.
And so. You know, that game could go either way. That would really affect a lot of shit if
Brap's got to pretty much win out to get in, it looks like. And he's got Pride and Dallas left. So if he beats Pride, he's got a good chance. He'll get to that. He has a chance to get to that 10 win mark. Because I think he's 8-7 right now.
Yeah.
So if Boone or I lose, there's a chance Brap grabs that wild card spot.
And what does Boone hate playing versus running guys, right? And what does Sparty do, right?
Sparty is a dink and dunker.
Sparty's not the same though. Like he's not like, I need you to understand. What happened versus Pride was literally the first two possessions. He only threw it like 2 or 3 times when I pressed and blitzed everyone. Outside of that, it was all runs.
Pride runs the same 4 passing plays out of strong eye. Eye formation, weak eye. It's all got a tight end cross or a wide receiver cross. It's so you have to pick which one you're covering, and you just got to send rushers everywhere else.
If we turn on top of that, I could be watching basketball, bro. I'm not going to waste my time with that bullshit ass offense.
But it is. If you shift the strong side, he's going to run to the weak side. You really got to come. Yep. It sucks because you really have to think when you play Pride defensively. And you got to get out in front of him, because if you let him get out in front of you, he is going to just kill the clock with 16 play drives, and that is not the recipe for success. You need to get him in passing situations. And
I may call out sick next time I have to play him if it's not a player. I'm not even going to lie to y'all, bro. I'm just not going to do it to myself. I refuse to play a game I don't enjoy, and I can't be playing.
You have to stop him once or twice.
There's a good chance if you win our division, you're playing Pride in the first round.
Yep. What team is he again?
The Lions.
Oh, stop it.
The Lions?
Yeah, he's going to be the 5 seed. Or Van. Who owns the tiebreaker out of you and Pride, Van?
No, if I win, I play the Eagles.
Pride does.
No, right Eagles now. Is 4 seed. You'd be the 3 seed. You are either playing Van or Pride.
Hey, bro, can you win the division? I'm not doing that. I'm not, no. Kiss my ass. I'm not doing it. I'd rather play Tosh.
Imagine Force winning a playoff game.
Anyways, so Van, let's go real quick. Who do you got winning the NFC West? Van, who you got? Me or Boone? Or Tide Pod?
No, I got you winning the NFC West. Tide Pod's not. You'll beat him. He returned 3 kickoffs.
We're not even going there in that game. So
there's no way. I think Boone's going to struggle with Sparty. But I think Quax's division is just – pretty shit. That's why he's there. I think you handle him.
Man, it's not holding back. Nyra, who you got? Me, Boone, or Ty Pop?
I say you win a division and Boone gets in 7 seed.
Brother man, where's the support?
There is none.
I delivered on what we talked about last season. I have delivered upon that this year. And I don't got to, that's crazy.
I had to check the schedules, man.
The one thing that will hold Boone back is if me and Boone are tied, I win the division. If he's tied with Brap gets in because Brap has a better conference record. So Boone needs to needs to win out pretty much.
I gotta win one more game.
Yeah, you win one more and you're at least
I'm in the playoffs. Well,
no, if you lose.
What's in Brap at this point? God damn
Brap's it. The Falcons. If Brap wins both, he finishes at 10-7. You gotta win both and get to 11.
Oh boy. Here we go.
Unless I lose, then you can win the division.
I play Brap.
I don't know.
I'm looking at his schedule and I'm over here trying to figure out who the fuck I am. Jesus Christ. I'm looking at the Falcons. I'm thinking it's me. I'm like, this is my schedule. What?
Rob, who you got? Me, Boone, or Tide Pod?
All right. I've got my man Boone. Mm. And I'm gonna tell you why. He's got the Saints and he's got the Rams coming up. And I'm telling you, it's going to come down to at the end of it when it's all said and done, Nick. You're going to think back to that loss to Buffalo, and that's going to be the one that's going to stick. And Boone, I want you to remember that. That's the one that puts you in. Okay,
I got you. We're going to do a watch party. We're going to do a watch party for that game. We're going to remember. Dude,
that was why I beat the three playoff good users, Tosh, Jared, and whoever else it was. Boone. I beat Boone. And then I lost to Rob. I lost to Grizz. Well, Grizz is a playoff guy, too. Lost to Grizz, and then I lose to fucking Tide Pod. And I just was sitting there like, what the hell is going on? Rob is almost as gross as Tide Pod's game.
That hey. NFC is a goddamn mess.
First time I ever beat Nick.
That's true.
At the end of that game.
17 drives.
I think I was 0-12 or 0-13 against you, but I beat you, and I'm sitting here on the couch exhausted, thinking every. And I was talking to Nyree about this. Every shit call that could have went your way, I mean, went against you, went against you. And everything that could have went my way went my way. And at the end of the game, I mean, I'm exhausted thinking, oh, my God, I beat Nick. This is prestigious. You know, this is something big. And I get this message. I get this message from Nick. Well, that was just a terrible game.
Yeah. So I was like, I've had more fun playing Madden. No, that was the funniest thing was the first play of the game. You backed everybody up because you didn't want me to score the first play again.
I knew what was coming.
Backed up his entire defense.
All
right,
give me 2 minutes. I'm gonna run downstairs and pick up my food. I'll be back.
You're good. Yep. We'll go one more division here in the NFC. Who was it? Well, no, everything else is pretty much locked up other than the wild card. NFC North probably gonna get
no fun. They don't have fun with it. That's the problem. They want to run away with shit and just win. That's no fun, man. You want to go down to the last week winning in situations. Come on. We understand it, Nick. They don't get it.
It'll be interesting, though, because the Eagles, Grizz is 9-6. Grizz has to win one more, or ARV has to lose one more. If ARV wins out and Grizz loses out, ARV would sneak in. Because everybody's got that tie. He's 7-7-1, which is brutal. He tied the Steelers. I don't know. Everybody was playing really well and then tied a team with like two wins. So
he just got pumped by Brap, though, too.
Yeah, Brap did just, yeah, which, but he still has a chance to win the division. He can't win the wild card, it doesn't look like, unless he wins out and if somewhere else loses, but he still has to play. I thought it was easy games. Dallas and Detroit. So, is that Boone? No, that's him. I don't know. Then if we go AFC side of things, we're looking over there. Right now, you got Jiggy in the one seat, obviously.
I beat him.
Bracket. Jack, 11-4. VBD sitting there. You got, you know, potentially, actually, you really only have one spot left. And it comes down to Raiders. Nyree just lost, didn't he? Nyree wins out and everyone else loses out. He's got a chance. Guac's got a shot. But it's probably coming down to Raiders, Denver. Who's Denver got left? Jack. Jared. Oh, he's got four. Maybe a force one against Jared. Oh, God. He's got Jared, Jack, and BBD left. That's not what you're looking for when you're trying to get into the playoffs.
I hate that at the end of the schedule when you got three tough games. Your business
early. Now, who you got left?
Busy and Rugger.
Oh, that could be two wins. Busy's playing like a freaking Nancy, man. Losing to everybody.
I mean, I don't know what's going on with Rugger at all.
Yeah, Rugger showed improvement last cycle, I feel like. And then this one is just tough for him.
He's looking like Sean White.
Yeah, he went at 0-18 last year and then 0-17 last year. Now he's 1-13.
That's awful.
That's just mean. But yeah, I mean, everything else. I mean, what, Jiggy, who you guys got in your Super Bowl? Is it Jiggy Tosh or are we seeing who are we seeing? Mm-hmm. Can Jack, I don't know, dude, the game that Jiggy and Jack have played, Jiggy has beat Jack by like 3 scores.
I don't think Jack's going to make the conference championship.
Ooh.
Yeah.
He plays BBD, Smitty, Raiders, and Broncos most likely.
Who's making a bracket? No, bracket? I think BBD's been playing his ass off too. I mean, he's got a great roster, but I'm impressed with how he's.
Bracket's rolling Kirk Cousins still.
Oh, he's awful. He's just throwing up. He's throwing up punts on slant patterns.
I thought he liked Malik Willis. Did that experiment end for him? Or not Malik Willis? Malik Cunningham.
I don't know what he's doing. The last time I played him, he had Cousins, and I didn't know if maybe Cunningham was hurt or something. I really wasn't sure what was going on.
Busy in
the bum.
Busy in the basement of
That's crazy. That's crazy.
Interesting. The cell is on. Yeah, dude. He's gonna have to make the move and dump Tyreek or dump Waddle. If you're not gonna use them,
man, sell them. Let them go. Shit. Yeah, wasting their talent.
Does Busy trade though? Like
no.
Like,
no. He doesn't trade. He misses the draft. It's all bad in Miami. The fans are calling for his job. They're like, Nick, why didn't you take the Dolphin?
Yeah, right.
I saw a We Miss Boone sign in the stadium the other day.
I don't know if
hey, at least I had exciting football.
We don't miss Boone, though. That.
Well, yeah, man. Man, Waddle and Tyreek got more yards than they did last year, but still both under 1,000 yards. We just traded for Judy.
He's got Randy Moss and a West Coast offense.
All right, let's move on. This will be interesting. I think – I don't know. I don't know who comes out of the NFC. I think that's going to be who gets to line up to lose to Jiggy. It definitely won't be J-Mo. I don't know how people are losing J-Mo's bum ass.
You
and
me. What do you mean? Come on now. You know how we do. I mean, come on now.
It's definitely not you. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, you crazy.
If you can't stop the run in the playoffs, you are screwed.
Playoffs and regular season, two different things.
I know, but that's the thing, though. You got to run commit to stop the run, and that's not the recipe for success.
I can stop the run if I'm into the game. I'm just not going to get into the game, but I can do other things.
You press too much, though, too.
Yeah.
It's my fault because there's some plays that automatically set up the press. It's not in the title of the play.
Yeah.
I just got to be more cognizant of backing them the fuck off.
If you press and don't have a safety over the top.
Right.
Or don't have at least a blitz coming or something, it's just a 3-step drop and let it rip. And it's.
You want to see somebody getting cut? 13 is cut after this. He's gone. Every play I've seen over the top, it's him getting cooked every fucking time, bro.
I tuned into your band's game just in time to hear you going off on that guy, too. That was so funny.
Bro, every time, without fail.
Oh, yeah, what's his press rating? 13?
Can't be good.
No.
Keith Clark or some shit like that?
Dude, he's like a turnstile trying to do bump and run.
Man.
Then you had the rookie on Metcalf for the last play of our game.
I try to trust him.
Yeah,
that was a good place. He got killed.
All right, let's move. We'll start with the negative. What do we not like about the current state of this game? Van, let's start with you.
Oh, boy.
We don't have to get into it too much. Don't want to sound like we're complaining because we're going to hit the positives after. Obviously, there's good and bad in every Madden. So Go ahead and hit us. What are you not liking? Or if there's nothing, you know. Just,
like when I scroll down the stats and I see 4 2,000 plus running backs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm like, you know what? That is going to breed a boring style. It's going to breed an unfun an experience, and you're already starting to see it. I mean, I can't run the ball at all, at all. I'm the worst runner in the industry, and I'm going to have 1,700.
Yeah, I got a 5'5" 88 speed guy, and I'm going to hit 1,500.
Yeah. I don't like that league wide. I like good runners being good, and that's great. They put in the time, but I don't like it being league wide, you know, because it changes absolutely all of the gameplay, all of the calls, slows down games, and it makes them less fun across the whole board.
Yeah, a lot of it is outside running, still kind of a problem. That's why you're seeing the primary run plays is still stretch play, and it's kind of always been like that in Madden. But like this Madden. You get outside to unless they're, you know, containing or, you know, it's pretty much a big chunk every time.
And then you combine that with the broken tackles that are all over the
place. And the downfield blocking, which once again, offensive line ratings do not matter for that. Any offensive lineman can get downfield and just lay people out. And you're getting blocks from receivers. Receivers come from like across the field and lay downfield blocks. So, which is cool. You just wish it, you know, they were actually blocking receivers or, you know.
A little more bounce there would be great.
So, right. Yeah, I agree. Like you said, 2,000 yards. You're going to see 5 or 6 guys hit 2,000 yards, and that's nuts. Yeah,
that's a problem.
Nairi, what about you? What are you not liking about this Madden so far?
Just the collisions on route running and drops.
Yeah.
Popular ones. I'm all for drops. I've said them all as long as it makes sense. And once in a while, a wide open drop, cool. But when it's just like no one within 10 yards and it happens, you know, back to back weeks or twice in the same game, it's like, come on, dude. Like, at least let it be one. And, you know, there's a guy near him, something like that. But I'm cool with drops. It just has to make a little bit more sense. And I don't think Madden is capable of doing that. So they just have it set to, you know, the dice roll where it's going to happen sometime. So, and that's, I agree with that one. I don't know if you guys have seen it, but guys running into each other on defense.
That's terrible.
Receivers, it's dude, drags and crossers, which of course it happens in real life, but the guys like get stuck on each other and there's no recovering.
They just run in place.
When a guy's blitzing you like crazy and you do anticipation throws. And you're like on a slant or whatever, and he's stuck there, and the safety standing there and picks you up. That's terrible. Yeah.
Boone, what about you? What do you got? Run defense.
Nairi kind of took mine. Run defense is irritating to me. Just in general, it seems like no one can seem to fill a fucking gap. But kind of similar. But like when the receivers get pushed so far fucking off their route.
Yeah.
And you're just sitting like, what the fuck, bro? Like, what are we doing? Or when your receivers literally run into someone standing still.
Yeah.
Like, just hit them for no reason. Like, you couldn't adjust your route in the least bit, bro. Like, are you kidding me?
That's the other thing, too. Like, if a computer player bumps them off their route, there's no call whatsoever. Against Ilio, I was standing still like 25 yards downfield with my safety, and he's running with his quarterback for a, you know, 15-yard sack. And just throws it up, and his receiver just runs into my guy. The ball is getting thrown out of bounds, and they call legal contact. And I was, you know, I have my fingers off the joystick. I'm just standing there. Plays over, and he gets automatic first down. Like, it's just if the user does it, it's a huge penalty. If the computer does it, nothing happens. So that's weird to me. I don't know. What do we got, Rob? Rob, what about you?
Well, I guess first of all, I'm going to say the draft classes are good. I like the draft classes.
Yep.
But I would like to see more unicorns. I kind of feel like Jalen Holmes was a good start, and that was a breath of fresh air because I think that was a, you know, 6'3", you know, super fast corner. I mean, I think that was a special player that could be a lot of fun. But it would be neat to see an occasional. You know, I'm not saying 5 or 6 a season, but it would be nice to see. 90 speed defensive edge, you know, defensive end, or a 6'4" middle linebacker that's got coverage skills, or a 6'5" QB that can run and's got a, you know, elite throw arm. Yeah,
it would love to see that.
It would be neat to see that.
They do have some out there. It's just very, you know, very, very few and far between. Because there will be some freak quarterbacks that are going to be like 97 throw power with 92 speed. There's some wild ones. But, yeah, we haven't seen much. There's some tall receivers this class with some speed, but they, like, suck. So you're not really seeing, like, a Calvin Johnson, a guy who's top 5, 6'5", 4'3", you know.
His name is Mitchell.
Yeah. That guy,
so Boone, how has that Mitchell been, that tall guy? What was he, 91?
He's been phenomenal against everybody but fucking Nick, who sat there the entire game.
Dude, my goal is not – I don't try to beat Boone. I try to take away his fun.
Exactly, bro. Fuck you.
That's beating Boone.
It's a win for me. If I can sit there and not let his receiver score a touchdown, he's got to run in it with his fullback or dump it to someone he doesn't want to score. It
makes no sense, bro. You know I don't want to score with Hollywood Brown, and I'm throwing to Hollywood and fucking Rondale Moore.
You run your little PA crossers. I'm just going to guard Mitchell and let the other crosser run open. You're either going to force it to Mitchell, or you have to throw it to the real life player who's wide open. And that's how we run. That's how we roll.
It's annoying. It's so fucking annoying.
Make me throw it to your white tight end that you don't like over there.
Hope you stub your fucking toe.
You've been in Knicks division for 5 cycles in a row now.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. You make him run it with Kyler Murray on the option, not let him, you know.
Murray hurt me last night. That was kind of bugging me.
No, Boone is good at stepping up in the pocket. He'll sit there and wait and step up, and then it looks like he's going to run, and then he hits the guy across the middle as soon as your guy collapses. Nice pocket work.
Yeah, he cut me up. He cut me up passing.
Yeah, it's
really didn't work.
Those deep dig routes that get behind the linebackers. Make sure you study those.
Oh my god! Here you go.
Let's go with some positive. I'm not going to get into my negatives, because I'll just echo everything you guys said and then add 100 more. Let's go with some positives. Van, let's start with you.
All right.
What do you like about this Madden?
This is going to be totally unpopular, but I absolutely love the drops, and I love the misses. And I think, you know, everything is so calculated in Madden, and you just, if a guy's open, he catches it. In the NFL, that doesn't happen. Now, I understand and echo what you said. You know, if a guy's wide open in the NFL, usually he doesn't drop it. It happens very rare. But I'm assuming the code, you know, can't segregate those items. But, I like it. I think it adds – I think it adds a little bit more parity to the game for the lower users too, as well. Like,
100%. I agree with all of that for sure.
Yeah, and that's how I feel. And I mean, I know everyone's been complaining about it, but I really like the inconsistencies.
Mine's more of a pipe dream of wishing they could make it make sense. I know they can't, so I know this is what we're gonna have to deal with. It's the same thing as fumbles or, you know, whatever, insta sheds. It's all a dice roll of when you're gonna get it, when you're not gonna. So. It sucks, but, you know, randomness is good. It can just be frustrating. If you a drive to put someone away or, like, you know, whatever it is. Or Nairi, what about you? Oh, go ahead, Rob.
I was going to say gameplay. I mean, and you know, what I mean by that is, you know, I was playing bracket the other day. And I mean, I feel like the gameplay is smooth, but I was playing bracket the other day and he, you know, he beat me and he was doing all the right things and I knew what he was trying to do. I didn't have the star power to stop it, but I, at the end of the game, I felt like, man, if I could just get, you know, if I could just get a little bit of help in this position, I think I can compete with him. So I like that. It's almost like it's giving you some hope. Like, hey, if you build this, it'll help you out. So I like the gameplay.
That's a great point.
Nairi, what about you, sir? What do you like about this game?
Jakey's he's not that bad, honestly. You know what he's going to do. He comes out empty. the entire one entire half, and then he's going to run it down your throat the other entire half.
Dude, you just that's the one thing. If you watch Jiggy's games, he really calls the exact same plays.
Do you guys want any tips or anything?
Want to shoot? Kind of beat him. But it is, and he likes to have. He has two plays out of each formation that, like, you know, I just know from last cycle. It'd be third and eight. I'd be like, all right, it's one of these two plays. You just have to guess which one it is. And 99 times out of 100, he's going to audible to the other one that's going to work. But, yeah, he's not, you know, you can study him and get him figured out, but it's just he runs plays that work. And you just got to make, you know, hope for one of those overthrows or fumbles or whatever. So,
yeah, for me, it's not even Jiggy's offense. It's his defense. I can't score with them. But I'm going in the same direction as Van, but I'm going to say the random inaccuracies, I just wish there was a bigger difference between the pocket passers and the scrambler archetypes.
Yeah.
even overall, man, like, I feel like it's just pretty random across the board for quarterbacks. I just wish we've been talking about it for Maddens now. I just wish overall mattered more for quarterbacks. I shouldn't be able to roll out a 71 overall quarterback and he looks just like Patrick Mahomes or, you know, whatever. It's always going to be a problem that they just can't make a big enough of a difference between some of these guys. So who we got left? Boom, positive, what you got?
I'm going to probably say something. I might get gashed for it. I don't think anyone else is going to agree. I've actually enjoyed the blocking that I've seen in this game. I've enjoyed like the and I mean it's not like a major difference, but I've enjoyed the incremental difference between me having 60s on my line, which is what I had to start. Now I have like mid 70s, not superstars or nothing, and it's not like I have all fucking day to throw, but I feel like there's a difference in my running lanes. There's a difference in my fucking pocket. There's a difference when I run to the left to Hollywood Brown's side versus when I run to the right to Mitchell's side. It's a difference. Like, I can see something. Not saying blocking matters per se. It's very, like, marginal, but I see a difference between the players that I'm using.
I agree.
I got no comment on that. the only thing I like about this game for now is that they've added my colored spat. That's the only thing I like about this game. That's it. That's all I got. And the player edit screen. It's the only thing I like. They can still improve that. don't enjoy as Madden at all. I think the throwing trajectories are way worse than they were in the past. But I'm not going to get into it. I like my colored spat. I'm happy that's back.
And they gave us the edit screen. That's what I meant.
Dude, all I care about. And Badger went in. Dude, Badger went in and took a picture of every single player, every rookie that was drafted in the first round. He's got an archive of everybody's players. For all of his graphics, which is pretty sweet, like the close up in the equipment.
What an addition that guy is to the league.
Oh yeah, dude! Especially because the start was rough. He came in saying he was the greatest drafter in the history of connected franchises. That was like, hold on.
Well, he's beating KC 33-9, which also helps his position.
No, he's been a great dude. His graphics are sweet. He posted in the and like he said, you know, we move so fast, it's tough. Because he finally gets a sweet one done, and we're 2 weeks in the future. So
he's doing work. That two fucking post-game interviews that are recorded and not edited.
Yeah, we've been moving pretty good. I thought I was only going to be gone 3 days, and I thought I was going to miss 2 weeks. So
I got you, brother. I got you.
Yeah, I'm happy. Yeah, Boone let me play him, and then I just had to give Van a win. So Van avoided a big beatdown with his 20 favorite plays that I would have known. I see you just navigating through your favorites. I see it.
But those favorites change.
There's a whole lot of stretches. Some RPOs, all the good stuff. But yeah, that's let's move on then. Legends Draft. This cycle, Legends Draft is back. We do every other Madden. So we have two more classes that are getting added. Last cycles and the last two cycles are getting added in. Let's start with Rob. You know, Rob, ex-CFL historian. which legends are you potentially excited about? It can be old legends that you might have never got to play with. It can be, you know, recent guys you just had. Who you got? Who you think's making it? You know, go into it.
I mean, I miss Earl Alexander. I miss all those tackles. I mean, I'm not going to. I'm not going to lie. It'd be nice to see him back in the fold. Obviously, we can't speak legends and not talk about Ahmad Bates. I mean, he's got a special place in my heart. He always will. I mean, you know, when I'm going through
your heart in the buffet line.
We don't have many 24-year-olds get drafted and have good careers. So that was a good one by him.
Yeah, that was wild. That definitely was wild. But no, I miss him. Obviously, Riley Leak was kind of a unicorn. You know, 6'8" tight end with, you know, that was somebody that I miss. But that's just players that I miss. But man, there's been so many of these super fast receivers and super fast corners, and the Legends draft is always a blast.
It's getting tough to narrow down who, you know, you can't bring in a full draft class, but you know, we're trying to keep it at two rounds, but you're gonna see, you know, George Baldwin had a huge cycle, so he's gonna knock a receiver out, probably Sunshine Raymond, because he had a very average career compared to some of these guys.
Who got a ring and who didn't?
Who's George Baldwin?
Who got a ring?
That's true.
I got to put it out there. You know
what
I'm saying?
Boone and Pat Bennett. What about you, Boone? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Me personally? George Wood.
George Wood. That's a good one. Super Bowl champ.
I can't think of anybody better to run my offense.
Do I add George Wood and Viper to the draft class? Make
if you add Viper, I'm drafting him. He's taking me to Super Bowl.
You have to add Viper.
Both were Super Bowl champions.
Yeah,
there's not many out there Madden Gen players who are Super Bowl champions, because you know when the Super Bowls are won by Jiggy, Tosh, and Jack all the time, they have real quarterbacks for the most part.
Kylo
won a couple of Nance, but like Jiggy won all his with Kyler. Then the previous Madden, he won them with Drew Locke. Like, so no Madden Gens there. Yeah,
and then didn't Jack use like Trey Lance or something?
Jack used Lance. He used Zach Wilson. He's like, you know, he's used real players too. He did have a couple on the Commanders, Hawkinson and whoever the other guy was.
Nobody remember Hawkinson.
Blair Triplett.
Do we only include guys that are current active, or do we like so?
No, well, you know, I like to do that because people, you know, unless there was like a guy who really meant something to the XFL and everyone, like a Deion Gates. Nick Z's gone, but Deion Gates was, you know, we have a rule because of him, the zigzag rule, like.
Yeah,
it was a reason, you know. Super fast. Yeah, so that guy was 99 speed, 99 excel, 99 agility in a time when most people weren't. And Nick Z was just flinging that joystick all over the place.
That's wide take.
Yeah. Especially this Madden, dude.
Oh my God.
You get Gates on those outside runs. Because you look at the top five in rushing, other than Breece Hall, you got Kenneth Walker, 95 speed, Jahmyr Gibbs, 95 speed, you know. Whole lot of 95 speeds out there. So, Nairi, what about you? Who you, you haven't been here as long as some of these guys.
Yeah, well, so
I'm your third cycle now.
Yeah,
who we got? You got anybody in mind?
I say George Baldwin.
Yeah,
Baldwin, that D tackle bracket had last cycle,
Dockery, maybe
not bracket, Brap.
Oh yeah, Brap. Yeah, Brap. We should put a generic
Earl.
Yeah,
Earl Ward. Yeah.
Brap. If we really took all the defensive tackles, it'd be Ahmad Bates and six of Brap's guys. To be honest,
man,
you know, like we just can't. I'm just gonna make one guy name him Brap, and we'll just combine all of his guys into one. Yeah, it'll be a fun cycle. There were some studs last Madden. But it's just fun, you know, to put together that all-star class. And, you know, I'm excited to see Barry Brooks again. I've never got to use him. But we'll see. Maybe I'll get him this cycle. But I got to use him for 10 seasons. But, you know, never got to use him after those 10 seasons.
I was about to say, who the fuck used him to set the records?
Who was the other receiver from JMO from Buffalo that you had?
Isaac Rawls.
Oh, yeah. What a duo.
I've had a couple good duos. I haven't drafted a receiver this cycle.
What a random drug test.
Yeah. Taj Beverly, Dixon Bishop, Gordon Ty. We've had some studs over here. Then, you know, who knows?
Who's next? That's the question.
We're gonna find one that's like, I don't care if he's slow, I don't care. We're gonna find one. We're gonna dump DK, and this is gonna be our guy. I just hope he has a good name.
243.
Because these last couple names have been pretty brutal for me. Eddie Farr.
Right.
Yeah, just, you know, nothing good with some of these names. So we're gonna have to find a good one.
Manny Farmer.
I keep grabbing these white. They're like light skin receivers, but they're more white, and it's not a good look. I don't like it. It's like I got a freaking
all day. You don't want no Cooper Cups.
No, uh-huh. I got freaking Brandon Stokely out here running routes. No, thank you.
Some Don Beebe's.
No, thank you. Give me some good name. Delonte Mitchell is a sick name. Delonte Mitchell is a sweet.
Oh, yeah. Take on to the league. Take on to the Hall of Fame. Take on the Hall of Fame.
Yeah. Knock now. I'm avoiding all those Pat Bennett's.
Hey, whoa. What about Jake Hurley?
No, that's brutal too.
He had the white flat top like kid and play.
He looked like the kid from Toy Story that blew up the toys. That's what he looked like.
My punter will make the Hall of Fame. I'm gonna say that.
He should be in the legends class.
Dude, Jiggy put his punter and kicker into his ring of honor with single digit numbers too.
Hey, look, my punter's on his way. I'm gonna tell you now, he's on his way.
He's definitely got the most passing yards.
He's right there.
Except against the Seahawks. I watch Boone play, and every time the poor guys playing him come out and punt return, and I'm like, it's 4th and 15. He's faking it right here. He's throwing a pass to a guy who's gonna be wide open, and people still don't run a normal defensive play against him.
But you know what's great? The problem is, if you run that safe shit, if you run punt return safe, they find the outside, one of them is open every time.
Every time. But you
just
hope you don't get the draft.
You're starting to line up in fucking 3-4 and shit.
Every time. Ilio tried to get me with one today, and I was like, bro, you weren't even past the 40. And he was like, oh, it finally worked. I was like, yeah, because if you were past the 40, I was going to be in a normal defense, not punt return. Like, I knew you had to punt it. That's the only time I'm going punt return.
Did he run punt return on his own 40?
He was on his own 30, and he ran it, and it obviously worked because I was sitting there waiting for a punt. So I'm like, no. Uh-uh.
Mutt player.
I just want to file for the ability to go for it on fourth downs like the Eagles do all drive.
I was going to say the Dan Campbell. The Lions go for it everywhere.
That's what I'm saying. I'm just saying. I think we need to revise these rules from what I'm seeing in real life.
Their kicker doesn't kick anything from outside 35-yard field goals. If it's in between, you know, 4th and 7, the Lions are going for it.
Yeah, I'm need that. Need that.
Fucking biting off kneecaps.
Yeah. Oh yeah. On the way to the Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't know. What do we got? You guys got anything in mind you want to talk about here? We're, you know, Friday night chilling.
Draft class.
Ooh, draft class is loaded.
What? Yeah, like
it's especially because we couldn't. It was supposed to be one of the safety groups was supposed to be weak, but we couldn't separate them. So all the safeties are strong, all the D tackles are strong. Is the only weak position tight end?
So if you got rid of, and it's still there's still two great tight ends.
Yeah, it's still pretty.
If you got rid of your draft picks this year, you're a tit.
Hey, I'd be trying to get some.
Yeah.
Boone's got my pick, I think.
Yeah, it's not worth much.
I got brackets.
But trust me, hey, for those listening, Hollywood Brown, Rondale Moore, Kyler Murray might be on the block. I'm just saying.
I don't even know if Kyler's eligible to be traded yet.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. We'll see what the numbers work out to be. But Buda Baker? Buda Baker?
Somebody throw a three at him right now.
Boone will take it.
Yeah, hey, I'm looking to trade back, guys. I'm looking to trade back.
Talk to me. Hey, Rob. We don't make those announcements out loud, brother.
What pick do you have, Rob? You don't know yet.
Right now, it's looking at probably about pick 8. Yeah, I've got my own.
So Josh Allen and?
Nope. Josh is definitely. He definitely is not tradable.
I got beat by the rookie. You don't even need
Big Dick Wayne.
Yeah, I got beat by him. His first fucking ever Richard. Game.
Richard yeah. just walked out and threw his dick on the crap table.
Yeah.
And DJ did the opposite.
He had no idea what he was doing other than just winning. He was just winning. That's all I
know. Nyree, you're quiet over there, man. Whose picks you got? What you doing?
I have no one's picks. I don't have a pick until the third round.
You got your own?
Who'd you trade yours for?
I don't even remember.
That's not a good sign.
I think I traded my picks for picks.
Oh, yeah. You had three first last year.
Yeah, I did.
You drafted the accountant at tight end.
IRS. Erwin R. Scheister.
Yeah, that was this draft is definitely looks better. Last draft still was pretty good. It just didn't look as good as this one does without, you know, seeing combine and stuff yet. But it'll be interesting. It always is. I think you're going to see me and Van were talking about it this week. Normally early in the cycle is that scramble to get your quarterback, but we have not seen any fast quarterbacks. We really haven't seen, you know, much. And it's, you know, all the quarterbacks last round, Rob got his in the second round. I got mine late first.
Their values dropped like crazy.
But like you said, there's people that like Boone, I bet you, you know, that are just dying to get their hands on a rookie quarterback.
Brackett
wants one bad.
But he doesn't have any draft picks.
He has mine. I have his.
No. Yeah, he's got nothing.
Yeah, I don't think Brackett does.
No, he's nothing. The cupboards are bare.
Glock trade a lot. I think those two always will trade future things, though, to get current, though. So I think they'll end up with picks. I don't know. Just without any speed, when mobile quarterbacks are way more fun and are more effective. Without the speed, you're not seeing people, you know, run around to trade up for them.
Jordan
and also, I don't think throw power matters like they used to in like Madden 17, 18, 19. So
you're totally right. I don't notice any difference with 91 to 94, 95. I just don't.
Yeah, I think with, you know, if you want to do the freeform passing, you can kind of circumvent the throw power a little bit.
Kyler Murray is available if anybody wants him for cheap.
Well, and I think the big thing, we saw a lot of trades last offseason, but I think now people's cap situation is going to be cleared up a little bit, where you're going to see people able to take on bigger contracts, which they couldn't do last season. So you might see some better players get moved around a little bit for some picks.
That's a fair also point.
The new regression things where, you know, players aren't getting as much points later in their career and they're kind of going down a little earlier. But still, we've talked about it. This Madden, we are going to see a lot of high. You can dev anyone you want to if you just do weekly training pretty much.
Also, Nick, do you want to put a shout-out about OC's DC coordinators?
Yeah, that was going to be our next topic, the coordinator carousel is rolling. I'll probably have the show tomorrow to get those going. I don't know. We still don't know how much of a difference it makes. I think having the +3 speed cornerback one is cool. The running back one can be cool. Some of them have hit power, some of them have, you know, different things. We got some decent participants in this round with the 16 users, so it's the only fair way we can do it where everyone gets a shot at pretty much whoever they want.
Yeah, you've nailed it. I mean, the only way to do it is a carousel looking back. Otherwise, you have one guy stuck the whole cycle.
Yeah, with it's a bummer.
Yeah,
and this is going to be changing. You have to make your decision. Do you want to dab your coordinator and hope you keep him? Do you want to just get your head coach where you want to go? It's tricky. But now, like, you know, the people who are playing or getting the carousel now will get their guy for 2 seasons. So now once you get this guy, you might want to throw some points into him because you know you're going to have him for 2 seasons. So, you know,
I noticed Boone's been playing coins lately, so I know that he's taking it a little bit more seriously.
I think Boone's going for the upgrades, though, the player upgrades.
I'm
definitely not fucking with the dumbass carousel. I can't do it. I'm not gonna lie to you. If you ask me right now, how does the carousel work? I could not answer it.
Dude, but don't you want all your corners that +3 more speed? Like, that's pretty nice. You take a 91 overall, all of a sudden he's 94 speed.
Leave him out of it. He doesn't want to play. That's good.
Okay, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out over here.
No, you don't have to play. It's just, you know.
Do you remember that podcast that Boone found out that there was training?
Boone finds out something new every.
I'm trying to tell you. Like, y'all be hype about beating me. The fact that I'm hanging with y'all and I still don't know how to play this damn game is crazy.
What do you guys feel on me? Every week having to do the freaking stupid weekly training drills, man. That stuff's getting old for me.
Yeah, because it's repetitive as hell.
Well, dude, I have six slots open. I'm doing the cornerback one, you know, the DB battle four times.
And killing it. And,
yeah, you just dominate it and you finish, you know.
The wide receiver one's easy as fuck.
Nick, have you gotten any dev upgrades from that?
Oh, I've gotten a ton. Both my rookies got dev upgrades this season. The safety in the corner.
There you have it, kids.
They definitely the dev upgrades come for sure. It's just boring. Like, and then you can't really play in advance sometimes because then you and your opponent are both, you know, spending your 15 minutes doing your trainings, and sometimes I just say screw it. But
Boone and I last night just did the training and said fuck it.
That was a big win there for Van.
Whoa! I don't know how Boone feels about it. Boone, tell us what's going on.
I can't really complain. Your players made a few plays where mine didn't.
You had a couple dropped INTs.
I mean, that comes with the game, though. Like, again, a couple plays on the goal line, and I was playing a little aggressive, where, like, I probably could have settled for points or, like, played it safe, but I was really trying to make a play happen. And twice I threw picks where your linebacker is trying to get it behind that first level defender.
Dude, when it's a safety at sub LB, you have to know who you're throwing over.
A 6-4 safety.
It was really a hell of a play by your defense. Yeah. So I can't even be mad. And then again, I told you didn't even run a lot. It was just when you ran, you were gashing me for 10 yards, bro.
Right.
I mean, ripping me. And I'm like, shit. Nick Chubb is just always in open field.
And then he always falls forward for another 3 or 4.
Well, hold on. My 5'5" guy falls forward, so let's stop it.
Little Mickey Mouse did not do anything against me but get the calls on the goal line.
He gave Ilio 120 or something today.
That's embarrassing.
I had the nastiest journal. I got in between his user and his other guy. I gotta clip that one. Mighty Mouse is out here. He's making his run.
Nick, I do like that you are giving him a real burn.
Oh, dude, he fucking sucks, though. ADHD, this man's horrible.
Like, do you keep him? No, probably not. But is he a hell of a story?
Yeah, he's getting, dude, because there's wheel routes with the running back that if I just kept a normal guy with 92 speed, he's cooking linebackers. Mighty Mouse gets by him, but sometimes it still gets, you know, he burned your 95 speed linebacker.
Insane. But for the record,
that's
right?
A nice linebacker though, Boone. That Papoy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm so upset that the depth chart kept resetting last year. So there was a lot of games he didn't play.
Oh, dude.
When he should have. But he's getting all the burn. He's making hella plays.
I hear you up for a trade. Sorry, go ahead.
No, you don't even need to dab his zone coverage or anything. He's got the 95 speed, so he's always going to get you at least, you know, a first and some change. So,
yeah. But I mean, like, dude, this team, these rookies I had, man, listen, I got that. I've never drafted so well in my life.
And you're having success early this cycle, dude. So,
success. Hold on. Dude hasn't even won the division.
I haven't had a losing season.
Save with 17 other users.
I don't know. People have had some losing seasons, man.
I've had one losing season in the last 5 Maddens.
We're talking about this Madden. The other Maddens don't matter, okay?
Boone's playing well. Boone's
I don't know if I'd say that.
I got my guys, you know. I got Mitchell and Cousin. I'm good. I love it here.
I need Nyree to get ahead of Ebanks. You can't let Ebanks, even if he is 7-7 or whatever he is. Now you're a game behind him.
He's annoying to play too.
Yeah, I beat him out last season, but this season
he's got ETN going.
He runs the ball so much, I hate it.
Yeah, it's
brutal. It's brutal.
Another it's the outside runs.
He's like Pride Light.
Oh, wow. Van's just dropping bombs on people.
That's disrespectful. That's so disrespectful.
What, he's the Diet Coke of pride?
Rob, what about you? You make it, Rob, you making the playoffs this cycle?
I will make the playoffs this cycle.
I think this was the season to sneak in, man.
This is the season, bro. This is Knicks bang on. Like we got Badger right now.
7-7 is hopping in.
Bro,
I had to take a small step back because of salary cap.
I even let you win to get in this season and you couldn't do it, you know?
I appreciate that. I do appreciate that. Trust me. That holds a special place in my heart. But you know, I just
get Robin to play off, you know?
I had to take a little step back. I had to lose a few playmakers, but they were eating up my cap. But I'm in a better position now. So I feel
it's a big draft for you, bro.
I feel confident in the draft, and I did really good in this last draft, and I feel confident in the draft. And the other part of my division doesn't have draft picks, and some, you know, busy doesn't make the draft that much. So, I mean, I feel like I might be able to gain a little ground right there, but I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it.
So, Rob, you don't know if Steve Brackett's got a quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't get what happened to Busy. Didn't Busy make the AFC Championship last year?
Busy had a season where he was like 12-0 at one point in time.
Yeah, last season he lost to Jiggy in the playoffs. But he was playing, I think he was up on Jiggy. Ended up losing, but
he's gotta be the most inconsistent user in the league. He has to be.
I think he's got a lot of salary cap issues coming. I mean,
he's gotta make some decisions.
It's gonna affect his squad, but you know, I just went through it, and I mean, other people have gone through it. It's just you got to just survive that part. But
yeah, it's this. You know, once we get past this offseason, that third offseason, everybody kind of frees up. As long as you weren't adding a bunch of people and signing quarterbacks, really, a lot of it frees up. So.
Try paying Kyler $60 million a year.
Yeah, it's not good. Anything else you guys want to hit on before we end this? I mean, I'm getting the user rank update out tonight for the last 2 weeks. I'm trying this deal every 2 weeks just because not much changing and it's not as exciting right now with the team draft so far away. But yeah, I don't know. We'll get some content rolling. We got playoffs coming. Carousel coming.
And I'm telling you, I'll be trying to go to the gym and listen to podcasts, but I keep being on nothing. The podcast, so it steals the thunder from listening to them.
Yeah, Nick and Nyree over there taking a break.
Man,
Robin Higgy taking a break. Van and Anxiety taking a break. it's all bad. All right, well, we'll go ahead and cut this one here. A rather long episode, but it's all right. We got a bunch of topics in. We are headed into playoffs for season 68, season 69 around the corner. Might do something special for that one. I just find it very hard to believe that we are almost 70 seasons deep into this. So shout out to you guys and everyone who's gotten it out.
What are we doing for season 100? That man, we have to talk about
meet up,
that.
We're gonna have to fly the CFL meetup. Fly the two users in the Super Bowl into the same city and play each other, I think.
There we go.
Get a live, you know.
Atlantic City.
We'll see where Jiggy wants to go.
Atlantic City isn't expensive. It's nice and, you know.
Hey, if Jiggy's not booted by then, we'll see. Atlantic City, there's a chance we see Chadwick. I don't know if we wanted to do that.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
That's perfect. That's perfect.
I don't know. Have it Chadwick.
I want to go to Atlantic City, so that'd be cool.
Have Chadwick commentate the game.
Imagine we just watch the Super Bowl and then we go hit the craps table.
Yeah. Chadwick. Oh, boy. All right, fellas. Well, thanks for hopping in here. I'm going to go ahead and cut this one. Thank you for listening. Get your coaching carousels off, you know, bids in, and we'll let that roll tomorrow. And playoffs are coming. Let's finish strong here. And thanks for tuning in. We are out of here.
There we go.